you're the only one who understands me.
Hi, Candace.
Ah! Buford Buljeet, what do you two want?
What? Like in a metaphysical sense? Nothing. I'm good.
I want to be cool.
That's not gonna happen.
Hmm. I mean, why are you looking in my window? Duh.
Oh, Ferb says I should tell you we're about to start washing the house. And you can help us out if you want.
Not likely.
Either way, you might want to put on some waterproof undergarments.
Let's get odd.
What is that?
Where?
Bear! It looks like a lion.
No, looks like a tiger.
I think it is a bear.
Nope. I'm a combination lion, tiger, and bear.
Oh my.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
Hello and welcome to episode 54, day 54, here on the Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I'm, of course, Steve Joe and Mike. Joining me is Peak on Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 54th day of summer, and we are here, as per usual, talking about another two-parter, The Wizard of Odd, celebrating 10 years of Phineas and Ferb. This one... I don't know. I like this one, but it's a straight. Well, it's not a straight. It's a slightly crooked version of The Wizard of Oz. But
right.
For the most part, for the early going of it, until we meet the witch. I mean, Warlock. I like the fact that Isabella is the good witch. I like the fact that all the Fireside Girls are the Munchkins/Patchkins, and it's called Patchkin Land.
Right.
I like the fact that the house gets dropped on Susie. She's like, seriously, I'm okay. Just lift the house off of me. You know. I like the fact that I like the fact that, you know, we have, you know, flying squirrels, because, you know, Candace and squirrels don't really mix. Squirrels. Yep. You know. There's squirrels in those planes. There's squirrels in my plane.
And it hurts.
I'm sick of these Monday to Friday squirrels in this Monday to Friday plane. Like I said, I like a lot of stuff about this episode, but the overall episode, it just doesn't feel on the same par as Summer Belongs to You and Nerds of a Feather.
Really? So I'd be inclined to agree, but you know, this is it's a fairly straightforward.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it just comes right out and just steals content from
Wizard of Oz, yeah.
But, you know, and this is the question here. Once you start, as a series, right, once you start riffing off of Wizard of Oz, have you not jumped the shark? Is this not shark jumping? It looks awful lot like shark jumping to me.
I think they'll jump the shark even more later when we get to Phineas and Ferb, Marvel, Mission Marvel, and Star Wars. I think,
that's just a straight up Disney cash grab.
Yeah.
To me, this is like there's a writer on staff that says, "We haven't done Wizard of Oz yet, have we?" Like, oh no, we should totally do that because we're kind of running out of ideas. Whereas, you know, Marvel and Star Wars is Disney coming in and saying, "You will make a Star Wars episode." You know, and I'm not saying the writers don't jump at the chance. Oh, awesome! We've been, you know, alluding to Star Wars for years. This would be easy, you know, and we'll have all sorts of fun with it. It'll be fantastic. And they all go all hands on deck, like with Summer Belongs to You, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up being awesome. You know, which is, I mean, the Star Wars episode was awesome. The Marvel episode was,
okay.
but this seems to me like, you know, okay, we've done everything now. What more can we do? Let's do Wizard of Oz. Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
So
we'll
basically,
make it a two-parter. We'll take the week off.
So basically what you're saying is they're scraping the bottom of the spider monkey barrel here.
Where did I just hear that? You know, we're at the bottom of the barrel because everything sinks. Oh, his Teen Titans Go.
Oh, God.
Because all the good things are at the bottom, you know. Oh yeah, that's right. We're the best.
So, in order to wash their house quickly, Phineas and Ferb build a contraption that spins it around, causing Candace to become so dizzy she collapses. She soon finds herself in the magical land of Odd, where their friends, Isabella, Dr. Doofenshmirtz, Jeremy, Buford, and Baljeet, are remarkably like the characters in The Wizard of Oz. When Candace follows the yellow brick sidewalk to Bustopolis to find the wizard who can help her finally bust her brothers, things aren't what they seem. I think my favorite thing was, instead of having just a plain old cowardly lion, we have a combination lion, tiger, and bear.
That's right.
We got Buford 3-in-1 kind of thing. I like that.
That's clever.
Baljeet is the nerd crow. Okay. Would you leave the rusted out lumberjack alone? Oh, Jeremy, you're a tree. What?
Hey, here's a question. Do you think Jeremy likes math? Because his favorite subject is geometry.
Oh, that's
I put the wrong emphasis. Geometry.
Yeah, geometry. Yeah, not geometry. It's geometry. Yeah.
What's your favorite subject, Jeremy? Math.
I'm going to have my buddy, my buddy who's a local radio morning show, I'm going to have him listen to us talk about the difference between meth and math, because he didn't get it. Good old Jesse Raz.
You have to go back to the episode where Baljeet says that.
Yeah.
Only that, once.
That's yeah, that's the Baljeetles.
The tree-related wish. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, everybody gets to sing except Baljeet, apparently.
It's like Baljeet's songs are like, you know,
nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, no, no, I was trying to remember. I don't remember the exact words now, and it's going to aggravate me, but in the second dimension, where he's in order to return to your previous departure point, you have to go around just once all the way through here, and if you don't, it will take down the entire power grid.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
And that was it. Yeah. It was like the perfect song, just long enough.
Mm-hmm.
He just happy with that.
For I wish I was cool. I want to be cool. I feel like such a fool. By the time he gets in, I guess I missed the boat down the. All right, that's enough.
That's enough. That's all you get. Genetically engineered unicorns through the candy forest.
Mm.
Candy forest.
Isn't that a little girly for them? Well, it is Candace's dream.
That's right. I'm not taking that route. I'm going the way I'm supposed to go.
Yep.
Genetically engineered unicorns. It's funny because it's her dream, but there's genetically engineered unicorns.
She should have been riding Kevin.
Doesn't Kevin show up in this?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's like, "Hello, Kevin."
No, he shows up when she's spinning around. The house is spinning around. She's spinning around. She ends up getting knocked out, and you know, she has all these visions, and one of them is, "I voted for you, Kevin." That's the zebra. Oh God,
Kevin the zebra. I named him Kevin, by the way.
There are 7 songs in this. Yellow Sidewalk. Yeah.
Okay. No, go ahead.
Yellow Sidewalk. I Wish I Was Cool. True Related Wish. I Want Nothing. Let's face it, I Want
Nothing.
Not really, but they list it here. Okay. The Guard Song. I love the Guard Song. with the guards. Like, yeah. What do you guys want? Oh, we've been working on a little number. You want to hear it? Sure. My Red Rubber Boots, because when Doofenshmirtz finally gets the boots. And then at the end, instead of busted, we get rusted.
You're rusted. Oh, I loved that. I thought that was really
I miss Vanessa. I'm sorry. I'd rather see Vanessa than some rusted out old Tin Man.
Rusted out old Tin. Who is the Tin Man?
Nobody.
Nobody? Oh, okay. Never mind then.
I think she was thinking that it was going to be Jeremy, but then Jeremy turned into, you know, Tree Boy.
He was a Tree Boy, yeah.
Yeah.
But he wasn't actually a Tree Boy. He was just a boy trapped in a tree suit.
Yep.
Yeah. I like that Mom was the wizard.
Out of all the characters in this show, who else would have been the damn wizard? I mean...
I don't know. I mean, maybe the dad could have been the wizard.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
Mm, yeah, I guess. Maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah, so... I just thought it was weird because she goes in there and there's these huge, like, monuments, you know, wizardly monuments, and then it ends up being like a Skype screen or something.
Mm-hmm. It's a video screen, yeah.
Yeah. The moral of the story is to just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We don't normally get morals to the story.
No. And this episode usually... This episode kind of hit it over the head a little too much. Because Candace is so focused and not having fun that, you know... What I did like about this is... I've been facing further behind this. Screen falls down. Oh, hi, Candace! I love all their interruptions. And I think the one at the very end of the episode, after everything is said and done... When they drop down and Phineas is like, remember, just have fun, everybody. You know, I think that's great. Yeah. I think they missed an opportunity here.
And what?
Because part of this dream of hers takes place at night. Part of it. Well, when you get to the witch's castle or the warlock's castle, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's all dark and gloomy and whatever. And part of Phineas's message of just having fun, they could have used or could have did a play on, you know, Wang Chung, everybody have fun tonight.
You can't even sing happy birthday, let alone.
Hey, happy birthday is a... That's an open source, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't think it's public domain, no. I don't think it is. It's just kind of funny.
I'm not sure. What else did you like about The Wizard of Oz?
You know, it had a very clever ending. I like that everybody got what they wanted. I like the songs. Yeah, I guess it depends on if you like Wizard of Oz.
Mm.
You know, and I grew up on that. You know, back when I was little, Wizard of Oz was a constant. It came on every year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say like around Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just on every year, and we only had like 5 channels. And oddly, all the other channels would have something ridiculously boring on at the same time, so that's all you could watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, after having that ingrained in your head for so many years, it's like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. Now, I think, you know, little kids... who are going to be watching this, they're 8, 9, 10 years old, maybe younger, they've never seen Wizard of Oz, you know? It's not going to resonate with them as well.
Hmm. No. So, illusions for this one, we've got, Charm... Well, yeah, it is mostly, but we also have a Charmin illusion, because twice you see a bear in the woods looking like he's taking a crap. So that's the Charmin bear. Nice. Huh. Okay, so in the German version of this, when Baljeet puts on the sunglasses, he says, Hasta la vista, baby. So, like Arnold.
Apparently they don't have copyright infringement in Germany.
I guess. Cool. You know, Candace asking Perry, hey, weren't you taller? It's obviously reference to Leia.
Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Yeah. The guards' musical number is very similar to the Knights of the Round Table song from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I think that's my favorite part of this episode is the guards guards again, and they all assemble except for the one in the very front on the left. He either comes up not wearing the uniform, wearing the wrong uniform, or and he just goes away. Okay, ready. That was hilarious. Let's see. So yeah, they supposedly have a Doctor Who illusion here. The Beast Bog and one of the Patchkins spits as a greeting in the Doctor Who episode, The End of the World. The Mox of whatever the hell spits as a gift and a greeting, I guess. I don't watch Doctor Who, so what? You'll have to confirm. I don't watch that stuff.
Alright, fine. How far can you reach? It's way, way over there. You gotta reach really far.
Oh boy. Yep. And like I said, Stacy Owl is in this. They had to figure out some way to get Stacy in here, and she's the owl in the woods. I thought that was funny.
Does she talk?
No, she just says hoo. And it looks just like her. You know, it's just her with an owl body.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yep. anything else about the Wizard of Odd for you?
I don't know. The Fireside Girls made an appearance. That was interesting. The Yellow Side walked by Stopulus. we didn't cover this. Candace throws water on Doof, and his dress or robe shrinks.
Yes, it does.
He's like, I gotta go change. It's like, oh well. Yeah, I was trying to melt you, so, you know. Could have gone better, I guess.
Yeah. Could have gone better. Yeah, because we didn't have a, I'm melting, I'm melt. We didn't have a, I'm melting moment.
What a world.
It's not witch, it's warlock. Ah!
You know, and every time Doof and Witch, Warlock, because it's so funny on the wiki, as he's credited, it's Doof and Witch, but Witch is struck through. You know how you can do the strike through line, and at the end of it's Doof and Warlock. It's Warlock. So, yeah, so Witch, Warlock. You know, but he tries several different times. I'll get you my, and he never really ever finishes the witch's lines.
Yeah. So overall, I'd give this one a 4.
I'd give it a 3.
You're one of those kids that didn't grow up with the Wizard of Oz?
No, I grew up with the Wizard of Oz, but
you hate America.
last time I checked, I was not orange. But no, the reason why I'm giving it a 3, and 3's alright, it's middle ground. I like it, I like all the references to Wizard of Oz, but, like, I think the message of it was just hit over the head too much, because, like I said before, Candace has this very asinine anal goal of busting the boys, and I get it, that's her character, but, you know, I would think at some point during all of this she would learn her lesson. Of course, she does at the very end, but it just got tiring for me after a while. And I like The Wizard of Oz, but I don't, you know, I'm not a super fan of The Wizard of Oz. Who is?
I mean, you know, all those people died long ago.
And let's face it, the movie comes on God knows how many times a year now. I mean, when I had cable television, you know, I would see it come on TNT and TBS and all those damn stations throughout at least 4 or 5 times a year in the last 10 years. And, you know, seeing it every now and then is fine, but more than twice in 1 year, that's a little much. Now, you know.
No one needs to see it twice in 1 year.
Yeah. thank God none of the TV networks do, you know, 25 hours of Wizard of Oz, kind of like, you know, 24 hours of A Christmas Story. Oh, God. If I want to watch, well, it's July. This episode should be out before the end of July. So if I want to watch A Christmas Story at Christmas time, I will watch it. I do not need TNT or TBS saying, "Oh, it's 24 hours of a Christmas." No. Right.
Don't they have it on like Netflix? You can just go see it whenever you want.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. There's DVD and all of that and whatever else. So, but yeah, 3 for me. Or is it 4 for you for this one?
Sure, yeah.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. Come back to close the show after this.
That's just great. Everybody gets what they want except me.
I'm back. Now, what were you saying, Candace?
Mom, you've got to bust Phineas and Ferb.
Bust them for what?
Unicorn pony rides, non-dairy frozen treat ice skating, bouncing sidewalks.
That sounds like fun. Oh, you must have had a wonderful time.
Fun? Are you kidding? I didn't have any fun. I followed the yellow sidewalk like I was told.
Who told you to do that?
The Good Witch. And the floating eyeball.
Oh, her. That's what she tells everybody.
Take the yellow sidewalk. Take the yellow sidewalk. Take the yellow sidewalk.
All this time, the boys were only trying to show you the fun way to go. The joy is in the journey, you know.
So, you're telling me that I could have had fun throughout this entire adventure if I had only stepped off the yellow sidewalk and joined my doofus brothers? Is that it?
On the nosy. Loosen up, sweetheart. Remember to have fun along the way. Summer won't last forever.
But I want to have fun. I can do it. Really? I'm a fun person.
Goodbye, dear. Mustn't overcook my vegetables.
Wait, don't go. I haven't had fun yet. Wait, what's happening? No, no, I'm waking up. I don't want to. This isn't fair. I didn't have any fun. No, no. No, no. Huh? No, it was all a dream. A crazy, wild, fantastic dream, and I blew it.
We are back here on day 54 of the Podcast Organization with a Cool Acronym, and that's going to do it for us. Let us know in the comments what you thought of The Wizard of Oz and what you thought of this episode of Palka. Thank you for joining us. There are several ways to get in contact with us, to leave feedback for the show, visit the website, as I just said, comment on the post, yada, yada, yada. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TF2andMike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
PeconCTMichael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us tomorrow when we will be giving you our thoughts on the next 2 episodes of Phineas and Ferb, which are, well, it's 1 episode, but it's 2 cartoons. We call it Maze, and ladies and gentlemen, meet Max Modem. Yay, Max an Modem. 80s episode. Yay!
Yay! We haven't gotten enough of those yet.
That's right. No, we haven't. oh, just wait until Ferb TV. There's Cat Car. Yeah. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with...
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
The fun is in the journey.
No. No, it is not.
But wait, there's more!
Huh?
Hi, Candace. Oh, there you are, Perry. We just built a self-balancing monster unicycle. It can take us anywhere the fun way. Want to join us?
Are you kidding? When I tell Mom what you guys are up to?
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, no, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
there's not really any more. That's about it.
Did you say fun?
Often the most fun can be found in your own backyard.
And the joy is in the journey. Okay, I'm in.
Cool.
Oh, Jeremy, hi! Let's go.
More fun than taking the sidewalk, huh, Candace?
You have no idea.
Have fun, everybody.